With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's a new Surgeon General nominee from the Trump administration.
President Donald Trump has pulled his nomination for the stalled Surgeon General nominee and says he'll put forth Fox News Channel contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire. That comes after Casey Means' path forward stalled in the Senate over questions about her experience and her stance on vaccines. Senators from both major political parties grilled her, which deepened doubts about her ability to secure the votes she needs for the position. In a social media post, the Republican president said, Sapphire is a star physician who has spent her career guiding women facing breast cancer through their diagnosis and treatment. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Trump administration continues its push to reduce the number of recommended vaccines for children.
The Trump administration has just filed an appeal to a judge's March order that blocked the decision by Health Secretary RFK Jr. to end broad recommendations for all children to be vaccinated against flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, some forms of meningitis, and RSV, a respiratory virus. In July, the American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical groups filed a lawsuit that originally focused on Kennedy's decision to stop recommending COVID-19 vaccines for children and pregnant women. The lawsuit was updated as Kennedy made more policy changes. I'm Donna Warder.
Americans are paying for the war in Iran with every visit to the gas station. But some of the damage to the U.S. economy is being offset, for now anyway, by big tax refunds and an investment boom driven by artificial intelligence. A good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 790 points. The Nasdaq rose to a new record, up by 219. The S&P 500 advanced by 73, also a new record. This is SRN News. What are your favorite Christian radio programs?
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a solid core of popular shows are getting the most airplay on most stations. At the top of the list is the longest-running radio drama in history, Unshackled. It airs on 50% of all Christian radio stations. Turning Point, another legendary program, runs on 49% of stations, and 44% have focused on the family in their daily lineup. Grace to You airs on 43%. Michael Harrington reporting.
LGBT activists are targeting the National Hockey League. They're pressuring Commissioner Gary Bettman to do more to promote the gay agenda despite a recent rebellion by players over the issue. Bettman pointed to the league's longstanding relationship with You Can Play, an LGBT hockey organization, but his effort to get every NHL team to celebrate a gay pride night met with a backlash. This is SRN News. Americans will soon have more options when it comes to saving for retirement. Bob Agnew reports.
An order signed by President Trump calls for a new government website where people can find and compare private sector retirement savings accounts. The order is intended to help more people gain access to retirement plans before next year. That's when the federal government will start matching retirement contributions made by lower-income Americans. President Trump said he also wants to get Congress to expand the federal match to those who make more than the current cutoff of $35,500. Bob Agnew reporting.
Amtrak is considering allowing people to store guns in lockboxes on most of its trains, which critics say would weaken security measures that instead should be strengthened in light of the shooting at last weekend's White House Correspondents Association dinner. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.